It is another Saturday morning in CCU land. Good morning. When we talk cars, trucks, vans, and problems therein, Denny Long here, along with ASC certified technician Dan Burns, who is a he kind of hangs around Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. He's done that for quite a few years. He's also helped our CCO listeners out for almost as many years. Good morning to you, Dan Burns.
Good morning, Denny. How are you?
I'm doing quite well, thank you. It looks like another sticky, I was going to say a sticky day, but I think in looking at the forecast, we got another few days. What a summer this has been. And I assume you're going to, you meaning folks at your crew at Lloyd's, getting a lot of AC complaints, fixing up air conditioners in cars.
You know, they, there's plenty of it for sure, but it's not like it was a couple weeks ago.
I bet.
You know, I think people who are interested in getting their AC fixed have gotten their AC fixed and are enjoying it. Yeah, but you know, we're starting to see an awful lot of the electrical type stuff. Come in, battery starters, alternators, overheating, you know, engine head gasket stuff, all the stuff that's heat related is, this has been a long enough hot spell where things are starting to show up.
If you have any kind of an issue with your car, your truck, your van, and you are going to have to bring it in for service, your favorite shop or your favorite dealer, and you want to know what could be ailing that vehicle, you can call or text Dan. Keep in mind, Dan will be with us till about 7:45, so if you think of a question, don't wait. Call or text right away, and Dan will help you out, figure out kind of a diagnose it right over the radio, as he's done for so many years. What number do you get in here? Well, it's one number for either a phone call or text. That's 651-461-9226. We're already getting text messages. And I'm thinking, Dan, and you've addressed this on many shows for many years, why is it that it seems anyway that batteries have a tougher time in hot weather compared to cold weather?
You know, well, it's just the nature of the beast. As in cold weather, you know, it has an effect on things expanding and contracting. And the heat's probably even bigger about that, with things expanding and contracting. And a battery's, you know, full of metal plates inside, and the heat has an effect on those metal plates. And, you know, under perfect conditions, all components are pretty happy. But as soon as you stress them with heat or cold, that's when the, you know, the weakness in them shows up. And it gets exaggerated, and that's why we see so many batteries, especially batteries, fail in hot weather. But it, yeah, it says busy replacing batteries in this hot weather as it is in the cold weather in the winter.
That's something. Who would have guessed? All right, 651-461-9226. Texter says this, Dan. Towing a 4,300-pound camper with a 2017 Tundra TRD Pro with 46,000 miles on it. The tongue weight is 500 pounds. The rear end squats when towing. Do you think there's an aftermarket product available to beef up the rear suspension? Is the question.
Oh, there is for sure. And, you know, a truck or trailer shop would know all about that. You know, perhaps the most extreme thing, but maybe the best thing, would be replacing the rear springs with a heavier spring. And, you know, it will level everything off, and everything will perform better. You know, when the rear end of a truck squats the way yours is, it has a big effect on the alignment and everything. Tire wear, it has a big effect on everything. Nothing is lined up the way that it's supposed to be, because, you know, the alignment specs are all set with, you know, one or two or four people in the car, and everything balanced, you know, by the design of the vehicle. And when you put a big load in the back, of course, as the back goes down, the front comes up, and as the front comes up, the angles all change, and so that causes problems. So you're right to think that you should do something about this. So that causes problems. So you're right to think that you should do something about this. You know, back in the old days, we used to put air shocks on and some different things like that. But I don't know what that kind of weight, if that would be a great idea. So I think I would probably explore getting the rear springs replaced with something beefier so that it'll level everything off.
Okay. Again, here's our phone number. It's also our text number, 651-461-9226. Any kind of a car care question, you don't have to be a motorhead to ask Dan your question. Tell you what, let's do. Calls are coming in, and we have some text messages we want to field, too. Let's go to the phones before we take a break. I think Jim is calling this morning from Northfield. Jim, thanks for calling. What is your first up here? What's your question, please?
Yes, good morning. I took my 2009 Jeep Grand Cherokee into a tire shop to have new tires put on, and they could not get the lug nuts loose. And they said, take it into your mechanic. So when I brought it home, I put a 3-foot breaker bar on the lug nuts and couldn't budge most of them. So I did take it into my mechanic. And I was assuming that they had over-torqued those lug nuts. But he claims that there's a common problem with Jeeps and that the lug nuts actually fuse somehow to the aluminum wheel and you can't get them off. As it turns out, they had the car for about 4 or 5 days, ended up having to drill out 2 of the studs. They got the lug nuts off, but to the tune of several $100. I'm just wondering, has Dan heard about this problem with Jeeps? The service manager there told me this was a common problem with Jeeps, and he's heard about it before and has had to work on such vehicles. So I was just wondering if Dan has heard about such a thing and had encountered that problem.
Well, I have certainly heard of that problem. I can't say that I have heard of that problem as being specific to Jeeps, but yes, we have from time to time had lug nuts that were difficult to get off. We've always been able to get them using sometimes it takes a 6-foot breaker bar or 8-foot breaker bar to get the leverage that we need to get them loose. And sometimes in the process, we actually break the lug stud, getting them off. But like I say, we've always been able to. What I think probably happened in your case is the nuts stripped off. And once the nuts strip off, then of course your only option is to drill them out to get them off. So I think they probably, you know, followed the correct process. I've not heard that specifically for Jeeps, but that does happen from time to time with, you know, different cars where the lug nuts do get stuck on like that.
As we head to the break, just got a text, Dan, that says, lug nuts on the Jeep, that subject. I had the same issue, the texter says, for my 2016 Jeep. So there's a common thread, at least with that particular listener.
That doesn't surprise me at all that, you know, it could very well be common with Jeeps. I just haven't put two and two together.
Absolutely. To be fair. All right, let's do this. Let's take a break here. And when we come back, we'll answer more car care questions as we do every Saturday in the 7 o'clock hour here on News Talk 830 WCCO. I can tell you that as far as the weather's concerned, we're at 72 right now. We're heading for a high of 86 today, 89 tomorrow, and both Monday and Tuesday near 95 degrees. Stay with us here on News Talk 830. This is WCCO. Good Saturday morning to you, Denny Long, back at it. Our car care show underway with ASC certified technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive, which is located exactly where, Dan, in case folks need some help.
Well, we are exactly at 982 Grand Avenue in St. Paul, which is right between Lexington and Victoria on Grand Avenue. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, LLOYDS, lloydsautomotive.net, or give us a call, 651-228-1316.
And we will get you that number before Dan leaves us, which is about 7:45 this morning. We have texters, we have callers, Dan, so let's get back to it. I think Phyllis from New Richmond is on the horn first up here. Thanks for waiting, Phyllis. What is your question for Dan?
Good morning. I have a 2021 Toyota Highlander Hybrid, and when you put it into cruise control, the I think it's called LTA or the driver assist tries to constantly center you in the lane, so it's kind of pulling you left and right on its own. And then this leads to a distracting screen that's right in front of the steering wheel flashing, you know, that the left lane's off, the right lane's off, constantly flashing in your face, which is very distracting. It's only in cruise control and only on straightaways. Around curves, it doesn't do it. And so,
well, I think that lane detection option is something that you can turn off. I'm pretty sure on a Toyota, and I drive one, I should know better, but I'm pretty sure there's a button on the dash down low where you can turn that feature off so that it doesn't try and keep you in the lane and give you all those messages and so forth. So maybe that would be the best answer, would be to just turn it off while you're driving.
Okay. There's a thought. Let's see. Thanks, Phyllis. I'm looking at a bunch of text messages. Here's one. It says, my Honda CR-V tires were rotated last week. The tech handed me keys, said he put 35 pounds in each tire. Later, I checked the driver's door, and it says 30 pounds in each tire. The wall of the tire says no more than 45 pounds. What tire pressure is correct, is the question.
He did something in between, which is just fine. You know, the and I'm not afraid to overinflate tires just a little bit right now, you know, because they roll better. You get better gas mileage and things like that. It's a little bit more air pressure than the manufacturer designed the vehicle with, but I think that's okay. And under normal conditions, my answer would be the pressure that you should put in your tires is what's on the door jam. And Denny, you've heard me say that a whole bunch of times. And so that's the right answer. However, if it's a little bit overinflated under these conditions, I think that's just fine.
Not to worry. Okay.
And one more thing.
Sure.
When the weather cools off, that air pressure will go down anyway. So, to leave it the way it is right now, I think is just fine.
You're fine. Dan, here's a 98 Ford van that has not run for over a year. Question is, should I just charge the battery and try to start it, or are there some other precautions I should take first?
No, that's exactly what you should do. Get it charged up, get it started, and see what you got. And, you know, a year, maybe you're starting to think about the quality of the fuel, but I think you can go much longer than that. You might find that the fuel has a bad varnish smell, that it's certainly been affected by the fact that it's sat for a year, but I think it probably will be fine. And if it starts and runs fine, then, you know, drive it enough to burn that old gas out and put fresh gas back in it, and I think you'll be fine. Certainly, on any vehicle that's been sitting, you need to pay attention to the normal maintenance stuff, which is be sure the air in the tires is fine, be sure the fluids are all full, all that sort of stuff. But beyond that, if it starts and runs, I think you're ready to go.
All right, good deal. Dan, hang on. We're going to take a break and look at that hot forecast coming up here straight ahead on News Talk 830 WCCO. Stay with us. And welcome back to the remaining minutes of CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long on this end, along with ASC-certified technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Dan, we have some text questions before you take your leave, and a reminder that Jack Farrow follows Dan with his wine chat. Then in the 8 o'clock hour, Mary Meyer from the U of M will be answering all of your lawn and garden questions, so keep those in mind coming along at 8 o'clock, our Smart Garden Show. All right, Dan, this listener says this. What has happened to conventional car oil? I cannot find Havoline oil.
You know, that I think I find that to be true, not just with motor oil, but with all sorts of products in the past few years. And, you know, I don't know, Denny, if it's supply issues or if it's, you know, if how Havoline oil is made or where it's made or what the process involves or who is in the supply chain part of that. But, yeah, if you are looking for a particular brand of anything, sometimes it's difficult to find, and I don't know why that is, but that's true, and I think particularly true with car parts. We have had quite a time, actually, with supply of different grades of motor oil, different brands of motor oil, where the supply is just short on them, and I think it probably dates way back to, you know, the severe COVID stuff when factories and plants were shut down, and I think they just have not been able to ramp it back up and get it going again. And good news is, Denny, because I'm old enough, I've seen stuff like this in the past, and it passes, and this will too. Everything will be fine again in the world, but right now it's just kind of a strange time. And I'll bet that oil is available online or somewhere if you do some research. But it's just not readily available like it used to be.
Well, I guess opinions, like they say, opinions are whatever. But I'm glad that we've moved to synthetic oil, aren't you?
Well, for sure. Yeah. And I don't know why they want conventional oil, which is fine. But conventional oil, just by definition, is not what it used to be. You know, the refining process has gotten to where most oil is at least, you know, part synthetic. Lots of motor oil is mostly synthetic. And from my perspective, that's a good thing.
Yep.
So, yeah.
All right. Dan, here's a 2016 Caravan with a rebuilt transmission, and now Texter has a vibration at 75 miles an hour. The question is, could this still be a transmission issue?
Well, that would not be my first thought, the transmission is causing a vibration. That would be unusual. Never say never in this business, but that would be unusual. More likely something in the process happened, you know, something in the drive axle, perhaps, or the wheels and tires got rotated. Maybe when the tires were taken off, wheel weights were knocked off, something like that. But most commonly, when a vibration is happening in a car, it's coming from the wheels and tires. And that's actually quite common, Denny, where when you take a wheel off of a car and, you know, the tire or the wheel falls down on the backing plate and hits those wheel weights that are just taped on. It, literally, they're just, you know, two-sided tape. That's what's holding the wheel weights in place. And I find them laying on my bay floor quite often where they've gotten knocked off and I have to rebalance that tire.
Huh.
So that happens for sure. And, you know, if the wheel weights weren't put on to a perfectly clean wheel, they don't stick very well. So
interesting.
So that happens all the time.
Dan, we have time maybe for one more text and then we got to scoot. Here's a 2011 Dodge Grand Caravan. Tire pressure light goes on occasionally. It flashes and stays on. It goes off after a while and repeats after days or weeks. The pressure is always right on. Help and thank you.
Yeah, I wonder. My thought is that it would be you have a sensor that's failing. In other, you know, those little sensors that are inside the wheels are battery. They have a battery and they send a signal to the vehicle. And if one of your batteries is right on the edge, sometimes the vehicle's picking it up and able to read it. Sometimes it's not. And when it's not, then the light flashes to warn you that there's something going on. And then eventually the light will stay on solid.
But that's easily checked out, right?
It is, yeah. If you just bring it to your shop, that we've got a scanner that we can read, and it actually tells us what the status of the battery is.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, we have to head on out of here, make way for Jack Farrell. But in the meantime, Dan, if folks need some help with their vehicle, how can they get in touch with you guys at Lloyd's?
Well, come on over, Denny. We are at 982 Grand Avenue, which is right between Lexington and Victoria. You can find us on the web at LloydsAutomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, LloydsAutomotive.net, or give us a call, 651-228-1316.
We'll do that very thing. Dan, thank you so much. Have a good week. Stay cool, and let's do this again next week.
It sounds good. Thanks, Denny.
You bet. Dan Burns, Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Stay tuned next. Jack Farrell's Wine Chat, then Lawn and Garden Talk here on News Talk 830 WCCO.